Once again, I'd like to welcome the friends amongst us.
再一次歡迎嚟到我哋中間嘅朋友們。
Let's start reading a couple of passages in the Bible.
請我哋打開聖經，我哋要睇幾處嘅地方。
The book of Matthew, chapter 6.
馬太福音第六章。
The book of Matthew, chapter 6.
馬太福音第六章。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 to 21st.
19節到21節。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 to 21st.
馬太第六章19節到21節。
Please hear I read. Do not store up for yourself treasure on earth,where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourself treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be.
不要为自己积攒财宝在地上，地上有虫子咬，能收坏，也有贼挖窟窿来偷。只要积攒财宝在天上，天上没有虫子咬，不能受坏，也没有贼挖窟窿来偷，因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
Now let's read another passage, verse 25.
睇第25节。
Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear.Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Verse 26. Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life?
所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑，吃什么，喝什么；为身体忧虑，穿什么。生命不胜于饮食么？身体不胜于衣裳么？你们看，那天上的飞鸟，也不种，也不收，也不积蓄在仓里。你们的天父尚且养活他，你们不比飞鸟贵重得多么？你们哪一个能用思虑使寿数多加一刻呢？
And verse 28.And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lily of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith?
28节，何必为衣裳忧虑呢？你想野地里的百合花怎么长起来？它也不劳苦，也不纺线。然而我告诉你们，就是所罗门极荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还不如这花一朵呢？你们这小信的人啊，野地里的草今天还在，明天就丢在炉里，神还给他这样的装饰，何况你们呢？
Verse 31. So do notWorry, saying, What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagan runs after all these things, but your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be given to you as well.
所以不要忧虑说吃什么、喝什么、穿什么，这都是外邦人所求的。你们需用的这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。
This passage are very practical in our daily living.
这些的经文在我们每日的生活里面是十分的实用的。
It's talk about storing up treasure on earth.
来讲到积攒财宝在地上。
And these are things that we are all doing every day, every one of us.
就是每一日每一个人都是做这些事的。
But the word of God here told us that do not store up treasure on earth.
但神嘅话话俾我听，唔好积钻财宝在地上。
And it encourages us to store up treasure in heaven.
并且勉励我哋要积聚财宝在天。
Couple years ago, I read a book called Who Moved My Cheese.
在几年之前，我读过一本书，就是边个攞咗我嗰块芝士咧？个书名。
How many of you have read that book? Who Moved My Cheese?
有边个读过呢本书咧
？It's a very interesting book.
一个本好有趣嘅书。
It's talk about that there's a maze that was set up.
就系讲到一个迷宫有人设立咗一个嘅迷宫。
And in there, there's four rats that they place in it.
在这个迷宫里面，人就摆了四只老鼠仔在那里。
So every morning, they put a piece of cheese in one of the maze.
每一天早上就将一块的芝士摆在那个迷宫里面。
So every morning, these four mice would go and find that piece of cheese.
每一天呢这四隻的老鼠呢就会走这个迷宫去找那块的芝士。
So some find it, and some don't.
有些老鼠找到芝士，有些又找不到。
So at the end of the day, they all came back and they talked to each other.
那这四隻老鼠呢每天收工之后呢就回来聊天。
So they'll tell each other where the cheese is.
那就大家来到交流消息那块芝士应该怎样去找的呢。
So the next morning, they will go and to that same spot, and they would eat the cheese and come back that night.
咁样大家有咗共同消息之后咧，第二日咧，佢哋就去嗰个同样嘅地点，就食咗一块芝士。夜晚又翻嚟啦。
So they will do it day in and day out.
咁日复一日都系咁样嚟去做。
Now after they get used to where the cheese was,
当佢哋习惯咗嗰块芝士摆喺边度嗰个地点之后咧
，they will move the cheese to another place.
这个设计者呢就将那块的芝士呢就今次放去另一个地方了。
So again, the rats will find it, and then they'll go back the same day every time.
这些老鼠呢它又会找得到了，然后每天又去那个地方来到吃芝士了。
So this keep on going until these rats actually die.
就一路是这样来运作。直到养到呢只老鼠咧死为止。
Now in between, what they did is, in the maze on one of these paths, they would put traps for the rats.
咁喺佢哋去揾到芝士嘅路途上边咧，佢哋摆一啲老鼠夹喺度嘅。
Now the idea is not to keep them there, but is to slow them down or to hurt them.
目的咧就系等佢哋冇咁快揾到芝士。或者叫他受一些伤害。
So these rats come back at the end of the day, they'll talk about how they get hurt and then they will recover from the injury of the day.
这些老鼠呢回来呢他们又交流一下消息了怎样我受伤呢怎样在这受伤里面能够恢复过来呢
The amazing thing is, in spite of the trap, they get hurt.
很奇妙的事情虽然他们会遇到一些陷阱老鼠夹他们会受伤。
They keep going back every day for that cheese.
佢還係要越過呢啲障礙，每一日去揾嗰塊芝士。
Now the very interesting about this book is that they actually have a person representing a rat.
呢本書有趣嘅地方咧，就係每一隻老鼠咧，其實都係代表一類人嘅。
And there's different personality.
呢各類嘅人咧係有唔同嘅性格。
And when you read that book, you can very quickly see one of the rats as yourself.
当你读这本书的时候你会很快就投射了其中一只老鼠的性格就是你来的。
And this book became a very popular book overnight.
这本书就变成一本很畅销的流行小说了。
Because the moral of this book is to teach people that sometimes we get trapped in a lie.
这本书就教导我哋，有阵时我哋喺生活嘅里边会遇到一啲嘅困难。
There's a lie that we get trapped in。
有阵时系一个谎言，叫我哋喺嗰度嚟到进入陷阱嘅里边。
Because we are living in a lie。
因为我哋活喺虚谎嘅当中。
And what is this lie？
呢个极大嘅虚谎系咩嘢咧
？The lie is that when we were young，
就系当我哋年轻嘅时候
，we were told that if you study hard。
人哋係咁教導我哋，如果你努力做工
，if you study hard in school and get good grades，
啊，如果你努力讀書，你就一定會得到好成績
，and you be able to get a good job，
你咧之後咧有好成績，你就揾到份好工
，and you be able to make a good living，
咁你就會啊賺到啊多嘅錢
，and you have a good life，
咁你又會有好好嘅生活。
And because of this, people are just doing their daily chores day in and day out.
啊，因住咁嘅原因咧，啲人就進入咗呢個虛荒嘅裏邊，就日日都係咁嚟到作工不息啦。
The fact is, do they really have a good life?
啊，嗰個問題係咪咁樣樣，我哋就有一個好嘅生活咧
？So the moral about these four rats is that
啊，關乎呢四隻啊小老鼠啊嘅啊故事係咁嘅。
They are trapped by this lie that.They have to pursue something every day.
佢哋就俾呢個謊言嚟到欺騙，每一日佢都要嚟到追尋啊一啲嘅事物。
But that routine make them forget about one thing, the most important thing in life. What is the purpose of living?
啊，但係呢一個嘅習慣讓佢哋忘記咗人活著究竟係為了什麼，或者老鼠活著為了什麼。
I think today we are somewhat like those rats.
啊，今日我哋好似嗰啲老鼠一樣。
We are so busy.
啊，我哋十分嘅忙碌。
If you will just jot down your daily routine,
如果我哋將我哋每日習慣事情嚟到放低
，I think it's so routine you can just plot it, and every day we'll be doing the same thing every day.
或者你只係睇見每一日你都係做同一樣嘅事情。
But what is our purpose in living?
我哋活著究竟嘅目的係為了什麼呢？
Now let's go back to what we just read in the book of Matthew.
啊，请翻去正话读呢个马太福音第六章嗰度。
He said, "Do not store up for yourself treasure on earth."
啊，不要为自己积存财宝在地上。
What are the treasure on earth?
啊，地上边个财宝究竟系咩嘢咧
？Now back in when the time when this is recorded in the Bible.
啊，当喺圣经上边嚟到记载嘅时候。
At the time, the symbol of Treasure is gold, silver, precious spices, and silk.
啊，当阵时嘅财宝系金啊、银啊、丝同埋一啲嘅美物啊。
So for those people who are wearing like gold chains, having a silk clothes, these are symbol of success.
如果你系戴金链啊、穿丝作嘅衣裳咧，呢个就表明你系成功嘅人物啦。
And this is what people are pursuing at a time, every day.
就是当阵时嘅人每日佢所追求嘅啊，要得到嘅事物。
They're trying to be successful.
佢系希望成功。
But here it said, "Do not store for yourself treasure on earth, because where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal."
啊，不要为自己积存财宝在地上，地上有虫子咬能受坏。也有贼挖不窿来偷。
So what are your treasure in your life right now?
在你的生命嘅里面，乜嘢系你嘅财宝呢
Yesterday I was at a wedding.
啊，琴日我去参加个婚礼。
And there was a lot of camera going on.
啊，好多人要影相。
And I observed one thing very interesting.
啊，我发觉有一件事情十分有趣嘅。
So most of the parents who have little kids.
凡是有小朋友的爸爸妈妈
They may take a few pictures of the bride and the groom
他们呢拍那个新郎新娘就拍几张
But they end up taking a lot more pictures on their own kids
拍自己的小朋友呢就拍很多
Close up, angle from the left, angle from the right
近镜左边的右边的
With their mouth open or not
擘大口的合埋口的
I remember when my three kids were born
啊！我还记得当我三个细路仔还细嘅时候
，and I can still remember there, you know, there was like a certain feeling that I had.
我还记得嗰阵时我个感觉系点样样嘅。
Can you feel like you own something that is not material?
你好似我好似感觉我拥有一啲嘢系非物质嘅
，which is you that I was owning something that is part of myself.
我是拥有一些属乎我的东
西。It was something that I feel such a treasure.
觉得十分的宝贵。
But you know what?
啊，但你晓得吗
?Now my kids are growing up.
现在我的仔女很大了。
啊, And my youngest one is going to be going to college, going away to college.
最小的都又要离开我去 读大学了。
The things that I treasure the most look like it's evaporating.
我所觉得最宝贵的一些好像现在慢慢人间蒸发了。
But thanks God, there's still cell phone.
但感谢神还有这个手机。
Once again, I'd like to welcome the friends amongst us.
再一次欢迎来到我们中间的朋友们。
Let's start reading a couple of passages in the Bible.
请我们打开圣经，我们要看几处的地方。
The book of Matthew, chapter 6.
马太福音第六章。
The book of Matthew, chapter 6.
马太福音第六章。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 to 21st.
十九节到二十一节。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 to 21st.
马太第六章，十九节到二十一节。
Please hear I read. Do not store up for yourself treasure on earth.Where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourself treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be.
不要为自己积攒财宝在地上，地上有虫子咬，能嗅坏，也有贼或窟窿来偷。只要积攒财宝在天上，天上没有虫子咬，不能受坏，也没有贼或窟窿来偷，因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
Now let's read another passage, verse 25.
睇第二十五节。
Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear.Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Verse 26. Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life?
所以我告诉你们不要为生命忧虑，吃什么，喝什么；为身体忧虑，穿什么。生命不胜于饮食么？身体不胜于衣裳么？你们看，那天上的飞鸟，也不种，也不收，也不积蓄在仓里。你们的天父尚且养活他，你们不比飞鸟贵重得多么？你们哪一个能用思虑使寿数多加一刻呢？
And verse 28.And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lily of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith?
28节，何必为衣裳忧虑呢？你想野地里的百合花怎么长起来？它也不劳苦，也不纺线。然而我告诉你们，就是所罗门极荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还不如这花一朵呢？你们这小信的人啊，野地里的草今天还在，明天就丢在炉里，神还给他这样的装饰，何况你们呢？
Verse 31. So do notWorry saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagan runs after all these things, but your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be given to you as well.
所以不要忧虑说吃什么、喝什么、穿什么，这都是外邦人所求的。你们需用的这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。
These passages are very practical in our daily living.
这些经文在我们每天的生活里面是十分的实用的。
It talks about storing up treasure on earth.
那是讲到积存财宝在地上。
And these are things that we are all doing every day, every one of us.
就是每一天每一个人都是做这些事的。
But the word of God here told us that do not store up treasure on earth.
大神的话告诉我们不要积存财宝在地上。
And it encourages us to store up treasure in heaven.
并且勉励我们要积聚财宝在天。
A couple years ago, I read a book called Who Moved My Cheese?
在几年之前我读过一本书，就是《边个拿了我的筷子时》呢？个书名。
How many of you have read that book, Who Moved My Cheese?
有边个读过这本书呢？
It's a very interesting book.
一个本很有趣的书。
It's talk about that there's a maze that was set up.
就是讲到一个迷宫，有人设立了一个迷宫。
And in there, there's four rats that they place in it.
在这个迷宫里面，人就放了四只老鼠仔在那里。
So every morning, they put a piece of cheese in one of the maze.
每一天早上就将一块的芝士放在那个迷宫里面。
So every morning, these four mice would go and find that piece of cheese.
每一天呢这四只的老鼠呢就会走这个迷宫去找那块的芝士。
So some find it, and some don't.
有些老鼠找到芝士，有些又找不到。
So at the end of the day, they all came back and they talked to each other.
那这四只老鼠呢每天收工之后呢就回来聊天了。
So they'll tell each other where the cheese is.
那就大家来到交流消息，那块芝士应该怎样去找的呢？
So the next morning they will go and to that same spot and they would eat the cheese and come back that night.
这样大家有了共同消息之后，第二天他们就去那个同样的地点，就吃了一块芝士，夜晚就回来了。
So they will do it day in and day out.
日复一日都是这样来做。
Now after they get used to where the cheese was,
当他们习惯了那块芝士摆在哪个地点之后呢，
they will move the cheese to another place.
这个设计者呢就将那块的芝士呢就今次放去另一个地方了。
So again, the rats will find it, and then they will go back the same day every time.
这些老鼠呢它又会找得到了，然后每天又去那个地方来到吃芝士了。
So this keep on going until these rats actually die.
就一路是这样来运作，直到养到这些老鼠呢死为止。
Now, in between, what they did is, in the maze on one of these paths, they would put traps for the rats.
他们去找到芝士的路途上边呢，他们会把一些老鼠夹在这里。
Now, the idea is not to keep them there, but it's to slow them down or to hurt them.
目的呢，就是等他们没那么快找到芝士，或者叫他们受一些伤害。
So these rats come back at the end of the day, they'll talk about how they get hurt and then they will recover from the injury of the day.
这些老鼠呢回来呢他们又交流一下消息了，怎样我受伤呢，怎样在这受伤里边能够恢复过来呢？
The amazing thing is, in spite of the trap, they get hurt.
很奇妙的事情，虽然他们会遇到一些陷阱老鼠夹，他们会受伤。
They keep going back every day for that cheese.
他还是要越过这些障碍，每天去找那块芝士。
Now the very interesting about this book is that they actually have a person representing a rat.
这本书有趣的地方呢，就是每一只老鼠呢其实都是代表一类人的。
And there's different personality.
各类的人呢是有不同的性格。
And when you read that book, you can very quickly see one of the rats as yourself.
当你读这本书的时候，你会很快就投射了其中一只老鼠的性格就是你来的。
And this book became a very popular book overnight.
这本书就变成一本很畅销的流行小说了。
Because the moral of this book is to teach people that sometimes we get trapped in a lie.
这本书就教导我们，有时候我们在生活的里面 会遇到一啲嘅困难。
There's a lie that we get trapped in。
有阵时系一个谎言，叫我哋喺嗰度嚟到进入陷阱嘅里边。
Because we are living in a lie。
因为我哋活喺虚谎嘅当中。
And what is this lie？
呢个极大嘅虚谎系咩嘢咧
？The lie is that when we were young。
就系当我哋年轻嘅时候。
We were told that if you study hard。
人哋系咁教导我哋，如果你努力做工。
If you study hard in school and get good grades，
如果你努力读书，你就一定会得到好成绩。
And you be able to get a good job，
你咧之后咧有好成绩，你就搵到份好工。
And you will be able to have a, make a good living，
咁你就会赚到多嘅钱。
And you will have a good life，
咁你又会有好嘅生活。
And because of this， people are just doing their daily chores day in and day out。
因住咁嘅原因咧，啲人就进入咗呢个虚荒嘅里边。就日日都系咁嚟到作工不息啦。
The fact is, do they really have a good life？
嗰个问题系咪咁样样，我哋就有一个好嘅生活咧
？So the moral about these four rats is that，
关乎呢四只小老鼠嘅故事系咁嘅。
They are trapped by this lie that they have to pursue something every day。
佢哋就俾呢个谎言嚟到欺骗，每一日佢都要嚟到追寻一啲嘅事物。
But that routine make them forget about one thing, the most important thing in life. What is the purpose of living?
但系呢一个嘅习惯，让佢哋忘记咗人活着究竟系为了什么，或者老鼠活着为了什么。
I think today we are somewhat like those rats.
今日我哋好似嗰啲老鼠一样。
We are so busy.
我哋十分嘅忙碌。
If you will just jot down your daily routine,
如果我哋将我哋每日习惯事情嚟到放低。
I think it's so routine you can just plot it and every day we'll be doing the same thing every day.
或者你只是看见每一日你都是做同一样的事情。
But what is our purpose in living?
我们活着究竟的目的是为了什么呢？
Now let's go back to what we just read in the book of Matthew.
请回去正在读这个马太福音第六章那里。
He said, do not store up for yourself treasure on earth.
不要为自己积攒财宝在地上。
What are the treasure on earth?
地上边个财宝究竟系咩嘢咧
？Now back in when the time when this is recorded in the Bible，
当喺圣经上边嚟到记载嘅时候
，at the time the symbol of treasure is gold, silver, precious spices and silk。
当阵时嘅财宝系金银丝。同埋一啲嘅美物啊
，so for those people who are wearing like gold chains, having a silk clothes, these are symbol of success.
如果你系戴金链啊、穿丝作嘅衣裳咧，这个就表明你系成功嘅人物啦。
And this is what people are pursuing at the time, every day.
就系当阵时嘅人每日佢所追求嘅要得到嘅事物。
They're trying to be successful.
佢系希望成功。
But here it said.Do not store for yourself treasure on earth, because where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal.
不要为自己积攒财宝在地上，地上有虫子咬能受坏，也有贼挖不窿来偷。
So what are your treasure in your life right now?
在你的生命的里面，什么是你的财宝呢？
Yesterday I was at a wedding.
昨日我去参加个婚礼。
And there's a lot of camera going on.
好多人要影相。
And I observed one thing very interesting.
我发觉有一件事情十分有趣嘅。
So most of the parents who have little kids,
凡系有小朋友嘅爸爸妈妈
，they may take a few pictures of the bride and the groom.
佢哋咧影嗰个新郎新娘就影几张。
But they end up taking a lot more pictures on their own kids.
影自己的小朋友就影好多。
Close up, angle from the left, angle from the right.
近镜左边的右边的。
With their mouth open or not.
擘大口的合埋口的。
I remember when my three kids were born.
我还记得当我三个小孩还小的时候。
And I can still rememberThere, you know, there was like a certain feeling that I had.
我还记得嗰阵时，我个感觉系点样样嘅。
that you feel like you own something that is not material.
你好似我好似感觉我拥有一啲嘢系非物质嘅
，which is you that I was owning something that is part of myself.
我系拥有一啲属乎我嘅嘢。
It was something that I feel such a treasure.
觉得十分嘅宝贵。
But you know what?
啊，但你晓得嘛
？Now my kids are growing up.
而家我啲仔女都大啦。
And my youngest one is going to be going to college, going away to college.
啊，最细个都又要离开我去读大学啦。
The things that I treasure the most look like is evaporating.
啊，我所觉得最宝贵一啲咧，好似而家慢慢人间蒸发啦。
But thanks God, there's still cell phone.
啊，但感谢神还有呢个手机。
Once again, I'd like to welcome the friends amongst us.
啊，再一次欢迎啊，嚟到我哋中间嘅朋友们。
Let's start reading a couple of passages in the Bible.
啊，请我哋打开圣经，我哋要睇几处嘅地方。
The book of Matthew, chapter 6.
马太福音第六章。
The book of Matthew, chapter 6.
马太福音第六章。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 to 21st.
十九节到二十一节。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 to 21st.
马太第六章十九节到二十一节。
Please hear I read. Do not store up for yourself treasure on earth.Where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourself treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be.
不要为自己积攒财宝在地上，地上有虫子咬，能收坏，也有贼或窟窿来偷。只要积存财宝在天上，天上没有虫子咬，不能受坏，也没有贼或窟窿来偷，因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
Now let's read another passage, verse 25.
睇第25节。
Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear.Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Verse 26. Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life?
所以我告诉你们不要为生命忧虑，吃什么，喝什么；为身体忧虑，穿什么。生命不胜于饮食么？身体不胜于衣裳么？你们看，那天上的飞鸟，也不种，也不收，也不积蓄在仓里。你们的天父尚且养活他，你们不比飞鸟贵重得多么？你们哪一个能用思虑使寿数多加一刻呢？
And verse 28.And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lily of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith?
28节，何必为衣裳忧虑呢？你想野地里的百合花怎么长起来？它也不劳苦，也不纺线。然而我告诉你们，就是所罗门极荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还不如这花一朵呢？你们这小信的人啊，野地里的草今天还在，明天就丢在炉里。神还给他这样的装饰，何况你们呢？
Verse 31. So do not.Worry, saying, What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagan runs after all these things, but your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be given to you as well.
所以不要忧虑说吃什么、喝什么、穿什么，这都是外邦人所求的。你们需用的这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。所以不要要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。
This passage are very practical in our daily living.
这些经文在我们每日的生活的里面是十分的实用的。
It talk about storing up treasure on earth.
那是讲到积聚财宝在地上。
And these are things that we are all doing every day, every one of us.
就是每一天每一个人都是做这些事的。
But the word of God here told us that do not store up treasure on earth.
但神的话告诉我们不要积聚财宝在地上。
And he encourages us to store up treasure in heaven.
并且勉励我们要积聚财宝在天。
A couple years ago, I read a book called Who Moved My Cheese.
在几年之前我读过一本书，就是边个拿了我的筷子呢，那个书名。
How many of you have read that book, Who Moved My Cheese?
有边个读过这本书呢？
It's a very interesting book.
一个本很有趣的书。
It's talk about that there's a maze that was set up.
就是讲到一个迷宫，有人设立了一个迷宫。
And in there's four rats that they place in it.
在这个迷宫里面呢，人就摆了四只老鼠仔在那里。
So every morning, they put a piece of cheese in one of the maze.
咁每一天早上就将一块嘅芝士摆喺嗰个迷宫嘅里边。
So every morning, these four mice would go and find that piece of cheese.
每一日咧，呢四只嘅老鼠咧就会行呢个迷宫去揾嗰一块嘅芝士。
So some find it, and some don't.
有啲老鼠揾到芝士，有啲又揾唔到。
So at the end of the day, they all came back and they talked to each other.
咁呢四隻老鼠咧，每日收工之後咧，就翻嚟傾偈啦。
So they'll tell each other where the cheese is。
咁就大家嚟到交流下消息啦，塊芝士應該點樣去揾嘅咧？
So the next morning they'll go and to that same spot and they would eat the cheese and come back that night。
咁樣大家有咗共同消息之後咧，第二日咧佢哋就去嗰個同樣嘅地點，就食咗塊芝士，夜晚又翻嚟啦。
So they will do it day in and day out.
咁日復一日都係咁樣嚟去做。
Now after they get used to where the cheese was,
當佢哋習慣咗嗰塊芝士擺喺邊度嗰個地點之後咧
，they will move the cheese to another place.
呢個設計者咧就將嗰塊嘅芝士咧就今次放去另一個地方啦。
So again the rats will find it and then they will go back the same day every time.
啲老鼠咧，佢又會揾得到啦，然之後每日又去嗰一個地方嚟到食芝士啦。
So this keep on going until these rats actually die。
咁就一路係咁樣嚟到運作，直到養到呢個老鼠咧死為止。
Now in between what they did is in the maze on one of these paths, they would put traps for the rats.
咁喺佢哋去揾到芝士嘅路途上边咧，佢哋会摆一啲老鼠夹喺度嘅。
Now the idea is not to keep them there, but is to slow them down or to hurt them。
目的咧就系等佢哋冇咁快揾到芝士，或者咧叫佢哋受一啲嘅伤害。
So these rats come back the end of the day, they'll talk about how they get hurt and then they will recover from the injury of the day。
呢啲老鼠咧翻翻嚟咧，佢哋又交流一下消息啦，点样样我受伤咧，点样样喺啲受伤里边能够恢复过嚟咧
？The amazing thing is, in spite of the trap, they get hurt。
好奇妙嘅事情，虽然佢哋会遇到一啲嘅陷阱、老鼠夹，佢哋会受伤。
They keep going back every day for that cheese。
佢还系要越过呢啲障碍，每一日去揾嗰块芝士。
Now the very interesting about this book is that.They actually have a person representing a rat.
呢本书有趣嘅地方咧，就系每一只老鼠咧，其实都系代表一类人嘅。
And there's different personality.
呢各类嘅人咧系有唔同嘅性格。
And when you read that book, you can very quickly see one of the rats as yourself.
當你去讀這本書的時候，你會很快就投射了其中一隻老鼠的性格，就是你來的。
And this book became a very popular book overnight.
這本書就變成一本很暢銷的流行小說了。
Because the moral of this book is to teach people that sometimes we get trapped in a lie.
這本書就教導我們，有時候我們在生活的裏面會遇到一些困難。
There's a lie that we get trapped in.
有陣時係一個謊言，叫我哋喺嗰度嚟到進入陷阱嘅裏邊。
Because we are living in a lie.
因為我哋活喺虛謊嘅當中。
And what is this lie?
呢個極大嘅虛謊係咩嘢咧
？The lie is that when we were young.
就係當我哋年青嘅時候。
We were told that if you study hard.
人哋係咁教導我哋，如果你努力做工。
If you study hard in school and get good grades,
如果你努力读书，你就一定会得到好成绩。
And you'll be able to get a good job.
你咧之后咧有好成绩，你就揾到份好工。
And you'll be able to make a good living.
咁你就会赚到多嘅钱。
And you'll have a good life.
咁你又会有好好嘅生活。
And because of this, people are just doing their daily chores day in and day out.
因住咁嘅原因咧，啲人就进入咗呢个虚荒嘅里边。就日日都係咁嚟到作工不息啦。
The fact is, do they really have a good life?
嗰個問題係，係咪咁樣我哋就有一個好嘅生活呢
？So the moral about these four rats is that,
關乎呢四隻小老鼠故事係咁嘅。
They are trapped by this lie that they have to pursue something every day.
佢哋就俾呢個謊言嚟到欺騙，每一日佢都要嚟到追尋一啲嘅事物。
But that routine make them forget about one thing, the most important thing in life. What is the purpose of living?
但是这个的习惯让他们忘记了人活着究竟是为了什么，或者老鼠活着为了什么。
I think today we are somewhat like those rats.
今天我们好像那些老鼠一样。
We are so busy.
我们十分的忙碌。
If you will just jot down your daily routine.
如果我们将我们每日习惯的事情来放低，
I think it's so routine you can just plot it and every day we'll be doing the same thing every day.
或者你只是看见每一天你都是做同一样的事情。
But what is our purpose in living?
我们活着究竟的目的是为了什么呢？
Now let's go back to what we just read in the book of Matthew.
请回去正话读这个马太福音第六章那里。
He said, do not store up for yourself treasure on earth.
不要为自己积存财宝在地上。
What are the treasure on earth?
地上边个财宝究竟系咩嘢咧
？Now back in when the time when this is recorded in the Bible.
当喺圣经上边嚟到记载嘅时候
，at the time the symbol of treasure is gold, silver, precious spices and silk.
当阵时嘅财宝系金银丝。同埋一啲嘅美物啊
，so for those people who are wearing like gold chains, having a silk clothes, these are symbol of success.
如果你系戴金链啊、穿丝作嘅衣裳咧，呢个就表明你系成功嘅人物啦。
And this is what people are pursuing at the time, every day.
就系当阵时嘅人每日佢所追求嘅要得到嘅事物。
They're trying to be successful.
佢系希望成功。
But here it said.Do not store for yourself treasure on earth, because where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal.
不要为自己积存财宝在地上，地上有虫子咬能受坏，也有贼挖窟窿来偷。
So what are your treasure in your life right now?
在你的生命的里面，乜嘢系你的财宝呢
Yesterday I was at a wedding.
昨日我去参加个婚礼。
And there was a lot of camera going on.
好多人有影相。
And I observed one thing very interesting.
我发觉有一件事情十分有趣嘅。
So most of the parents who have little kids,
凡系有小朋友嘅爸爸妈妈
，they may take a few pictures of the bride and the groom.
佢哋咧影嗰个新郎新娘就影几张。
But they end up taking a lot more pictures on their own kids.
影自己的小朋友呢就影好多。
Close up, angle from the left, angle from the right.
近鏡左邊的右邊的
with the mouth open or not
擘大口的合埋口的
I remember when my three kids were born
我還記得當我三個小孩子還小的時候
and I can still rememberYou know, there was like a certain feeling that I had.
我還記得嗰陣時，我個感覺係點樣嘅。
That you feel like you own something that is not material.
你好似我好似感覺我擁有一啲嘢係非物質嘅。
Which is that I was owning something that is part of myself.
我係擁有一啲屬乎我嘅嘢。
It was something that I feel such a treasure.
覺得十分嘅寶貴。
But you know what?
但你曉得嘛？
Now my kids are growing up.
現在我的仔女都大了。
And my youngest one is going to be going to college, going away to college.
最小的都又要離開我去 讀大學了。
The things that I treasure the most look like it's evaporating.
我所覺得最寶貴的一些好像現在慢慢人間蒸發了。
But thanks God, there's still cell phone.
但感謝神還有這個手機。
Once again, I'd like to welcome the friends amongst us.
再一次歡迎嚟到我哋中間嘅朋友們。
Let's start reading a couple of passages in the Bible.
請我哋打開聖經，我哋要睇幾處嘅地方。
The book of Matthew, chapter 6.
馬太福音第六章。
The book of Matthew, chapter 6.
馬太福音第六章。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 to 21st.
十九節到二十一節。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 to 21st.
馬太第六章，十九節到二十一節。
Please hear I read. Do not store up for yourself treasure on earth.Where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourself treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be.
不要为自己积攒财宝在地上，地上有虫子咬，能收坏，也有贼或窟窿来偷。只要積轉財寶在天上，天上沒有蟲子咬，不能受壞，也沒有賊或窟窿來偷，因為你的財寶在那裡，你的心也在那裡。
Now let's read another passage, verse 25.
睇第25節。
Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear.Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Verse 26. Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life?
所以我告訴你們不要为生命忧虑，吃什么，喝什么；为身体忧虑，穿什么。生命不胜于饮食么？身体不胜于衣裳么？你们看，那天上的飞鸟，也不种，也不收，也不积蓄在仓里。你们的天父尚且养活他，你们不比飞鸟贵重得多么？你们哪一个能用思虑使寿数多加一刻呢
？And verse 28.And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lily of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith?
28节，何必为衣裳忧虑呢？你想野地里的百合花怎么长起来？它也不劳苦，也不纺线。然而我告诉你们，就是所罗门极荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还不如这花一朵呢。你们这小信的人啊， 野地里的草今天还在，明天就丢在炉里，神还给他这样的装饰，何况你们呢？
Verse 31. So do not worry saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagan runs after all these things, but your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be given to you as well.
所以不要忧虑说吃什么、喝什么、穿什么，这都是外邦人所求的。你们需用的这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。
This passage are very practical in our daily living.
这些经文在我们每日的生活里面是十分的实用的。
It talk about storing up treasure on earth.
那是讲到积聚财宝在地上。
And these are things that we are all doing every day, every one of us.
就是每一日每一个人都是做这些事的。
But the word of God here told us that do not store up treasure on earth.
大神的话告诉我们不要积存财宝在地上。
And he encourages us to store up treasure in heaven.
并且勉励我们要积聚财宝在天。
A couple years ago, I read a book called Who Moved My Cheese?
在几年之前我读过一本书，就是谁拿了我的筷子呢？那个书名。
How many of you have read that book? Who Moved My Cheese?
有谁读过这本书呢？
It's a very interesting book.
一个本好有趣的书。
It's talk about that there's a maze that was set up.
就是讲到一个迷宫，有人设立了一个迷宫。
And in there, there's four rats that they place in it.
在这个迷宫里面，人就摆了四只老鼠仔在那里。
So every morning, they put a piece of cheese in one of the maze.
每一天早上就将一块的芝士摆在那个迷宫的里面。
So every morning these four mice would go and find that piece of cheese.
每一日呢这四只的老鼠呢就会走这个迷宫去找那块的芝士。
So some find it and some don't.
有些老鼠找到芝士，有些又找不到。
So at the end of the day, they all came back and they talked to each other.
那这四只老鼠呢每日收工之后呢就回来聊天了。
So they'll tell each other where the cheese is.
咁就大家嚟到交流消息嗰塊芝士應該點樣去揾嘅呢
？So the next morning they will go and to that same spot and they would eat the cheese and come back that night。
咁樣大家有咗共同消息之後咧，第二日咧佢哋就去嗰個同樣嘅地點，就食咗嗰塊芝士，夜晚又翻嚟啦。
So they will do it day in and day out。
咁日復一日都係咁樣嚟去做。
Now after they get used to where the cheese was。
当他们习惯了那块芝士摆在哪个地点之后呢
,they will move the cheese to another place.
这个设计者呢就将那块的芝士呢就今次放去另一个地方了。
So again, the rats will find it, and then they will go back the same day every time.
这些老鼠呢他又会找得到了，然后每天又去那个地方来吃芝士了。
So this keep on going until these rats actually die.
咁就一路係咁樣嚟到運作，直到養到呢個老鼠呢死為止。
Now, in between what they did is, in the maze on one of these paths, they would put traps for the rats.
咁喺佢哋去搵到芝士嘅路途上邊呢，佢哋擺一啲老鼠夾喺度。
Now, the idea is not to keep them there, but it's to slow them down,or to hurt them.
目的呢就是等他们没那么快找到芝士，或者叫他们受一些伤害。
So these rats come back at the end of the day, they'll talk about how they get hurt and then they will recover from the injury of the day.
这些老鼠呢回来呢他们又交流一下消息了怎样我受伤呢怎样在这受伤里面能够恢复过来呢
The amazing thing is, in spite of the trap, they get hurt.
好奇妙的事情，虽然他们会遇到一些陷阱老鼠夹，他们会受伤。
They keep going back every day for that cheese.
他还是要越过这些障碍，每一天去找那块芝士。
Now, the very interesting about this book is that they actually have a person representing a rat.
这本书有趣的地方呢，就是每一只老鼠呢，其实都是代表一类人嘅。
And there's different personality.
各类嘅人呢，是有不同的性格。
And when you read that book, you can very quickly see one of the rats as yourself.
当你读这本书的时候呢，你会很快呢，就投射了其中一只老鼠的性格呢，就是你来的。
And this book became a very popular book overnight.
这本书呢，就变成一本很畅销的流行小说了。
Because the moral of this book is to teach people that sometimes we get trapped in a lie.
这本书就教导我们，有时我们在生活里面会遇到一些困难。
There's a lie that we get trapped in.
有時是一個謊言，叫我們在那裡進入陷阱裡面。
Because we are living in a lie.
因為我們活在虛謊當中。
And what is this lie?
這個極大的虛謊是什麼呢?
The lie is that when we were young,
就是當我們年輕的時候,
we were told that if you study hard,
人家是這樣教導我們，如果你努力做工,
if you study hard in school and get good grades,
如果你努力读书，你就一定会得到好成绩。
And you'll be able to get a good job.
你呢，之后呢，有好成绩，你就找到份好工。
And you'll be able to make a good living.
咁你就会赚到多嘅钱。
And you'll have a good life.
咁你又会有好好嘅生活。
And because of this, people are just doing their daily chores day in and day out.
因着咁嘅原因呢，啲人就进入咗呢个虚荒嘅里边，就日日都系咁嚟到作工不息啦。
The fact is, do they really have a good life?
那个问题是，是不是这样我们就有一个好的生活呢?
So the moral about these four rats is that,
关乎这四只小老鼠的故事是这样的。
They are trapped by this lie that they have to pursue something every day.
他们就被这个谎言来欺骗，每一日他都要来追寻一些事物。
But that routine makes them forget about one thing, the most important thing in life. What is the purpose of living?
但是这个习惯让他们忘记了人活着究竟是为了什么，或者老鼠活着为了什么。
I think today we are somewhat like those rats.
今天我们好像那些老鼠一样。
We are so busy.
我们十分忙碌。
If you will just jot down your daily routine,
如果我们将我们每日习惯的事情放低,
I think it's so routine you can just plot it and every day we'll be doing the same thing every day.
或者你只是看见每一天你都是做同一样的事情。
But what is our purpose in living?
我们活着究竟的目的是为了什么呢?
Now let's go back to what we just read in the book of Matthew.
请回去正话读马太福音第六章那里。
He said, do not store up for yourself treasure on earth.
不要为自己积存财宝在地上。
What are the treasure on earth?
地上边的财宝究竟是什么呢?
Now back in when the time when this is recorded in the Bible,
当在圣经上面来记载的时候,
at the time, the symbol of treasure is gold, silver, precious spices, and silk.
当时的财宝是金、银、丝和一些美物。
So for those people who are wearing like gold chains, having a silk clothes, these are symbols of success.
如果你是戴金鏈、穿絲、作衣裳，这个就表明你是成功的人物了。 And
this is what people are pursuing at a time, every day.
就是当时的人每天他所追求的要得到的事物。
They're trying to be successful.
他们希望成功。But
here it said, do not store for yourself treasure on earth, because where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal.
不要为自己积存财宝在地上，地上有虫子咬能受坏，也有贼挖窟窿来偷。
So what are your treasure in your life right now?
在你的生命里面，什么是你的财宝呢?
Yesterday I was at a wedding.
昨天我去参加个婚礼。
And there was a lot of camera going on.
很多人要拍照。
And I observe one thing very interesting.
我發覺有一件事情十分有趣嘅。
So most of the parents who have little kids,
凡係有小朋友嘅爸爸媽媽
，they may take a few pictures of the bride and the groom.
佢哋咧影嗰個新郎新娘就影幾張。
But they end up taking a lot more pictures on their own kids.
影自己嘅小朋友咧就影好多。
Close up, angle from the left, angle from the right.
近鏡左邊嘅右邊嘅。
With the mouth open or not?
擘大口嘅合埋口嘅。
I remember when my three kids were born.
我還記得當我三個細路仔還細嘅時候。
And I can still remember. There was like a certain feeling that I had.
我還記得嗰陣時我個感覺係點樣嘅。
That you feel like you own something that is not material.
你好似我好似感覺我擁有一啲嘢係非物質嘅。
Which is that I was owning something that is part of myself.
我係擁有一啲屬乎我嘅嘢。
It was something that I feel such a treasure.
覺得十分嘅寶貴。
But you know what?
但你曉得嘛？
Now my kids are growing up.
現在我的仔女都大了。
And my youngest one is going to be going to college, going away to college.
最小的都又要離開我去 讀大學了。
The things that I treasure the most look like it's evaporating.
我所覺得最寶貴的一些好像現在慢慢人間蒸發了。
But thanks God, there's still cell phone.
但感謝神還有這個手機。